Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Today, we are live on the author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. We have Demetrius Huckabee from Mobile, Alabama today. How are you doing today, Demetrius?
I'm doing all right, Larry. How are you, man?
I'm doing just fine. And everyone, just to inform you, if you did not know, the co-host of the show, Divine Love, to let everyone know, he's passed away. He's no longer with us now. We have Demetrius Huckabee. He's an author of Street Prophecy. How are you today? And how are you today, Demetrius?
I'm doing good, Mr. Larry, man. I appreciate you for having me on your show, man.
Okay. Everything fine. Well,
yeah.
Demetrius, how did you come across that title?
Well, Street Prophecies, man, was first of all, I'm going to let people know my history, a little bit about my history. I was incarcerated for 15 years. And during my time of being incarcerated, I discovered my guilt for being able to write. But at the same time, I understood that a lot of religions or people that say they have a relationship with God was not reaching out to the people that was in the streets. So therefore, by me coming from the streets and understanding the lack of the people that have the power or have the knowledge of God going to the streets, it made me want to say, okay, if I can't reach them out on the streets with them, at least I can reach them from behind the wall, or I can reach them with books. So that's the reason I named it Street Prophecies, because what I'm dealing with, areas of prophetic areas. And I'm dealing with, you know, end time events, or if you read the book of Revelation, I just go more in depth inside my book, but that's what I want to do. I want to get his word to the streets, but it's a prophetic word to the streets.
Okay. All right. Okay, there it is. He wanted to get his message. He been incarcerated, and he said that was a good way he could get his message out. You know, since he was not on the street and being incarcerated, well, that was a good way to get his message out. So that's why he called his book Street Prophecies.
Right.
Demetrius, what would you like everyone to walk away with the meaning of your book? What do you want to help people understand better out of your book?
Well, dealing with Street Prophecy, it's an eye-opening book. I got a book tour coming up, a 20-city book tour coming up called Wake Up Sleepyheads Book Tour. And the message that I want to get to the masses is to open their eyes up on what's going on. I'm dealing with the issue of the Illuminati. Now, I ain't talking about the Beyonce and the conspiracy theory side of it. I'm dealing with the One World Movement, the One World Order Illuminati, which the Bible talks about. I'm a strong biblical believer. And I just want people's eyes to open up on different things concerning the tracking devices, the chips, the GPS systems, the drones, the satellite systems, even Facebook, Twitter have tracking devices on them to let people know that our privacy is slowly being taken away from us. People can watch you and see and hear you at all times. And I go more in depth inside my book, Street Prophecies, to lighten the eyes of the people on where we are headed within the next 10 years, and just to lighten the masses, not to try to start no controversy with the government, but at the same time, I don't want the people that God put under my jurisdiction of a spiritual authority to walk around blind and not know what's going on.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's a message. It's a message to aware the people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I understand this. Right. It's a message to aware the people. Yeah, and computers getting advanced, tracking devices. Like you say, technology is getting way too advanced. Like you say, we got drones. We got everything now. Technology has really advanced. And we'll move on. And we'll ask you another thing. Within your pages, one of your chapters says, Illuminati, bullies, e-police. Could you explain that for me?
I really call Illuminati the invisible bullies, because I'm going to give y'all a little insight. The Illuminati, it started with a guy named Adam Weishaupt in 1775. He was born in 1748. And his dad was with the Jesuit religion. His dad was a rabbi. He was a priest. But when he followed his dad, he only understood that It was on the rituals that was being done. He didn't actually see the full manifestation of the power of God. So when Dad died, that's when he really decided to want to become an atheist, because he never saw the power of God manifested in his dad's ministry while his dad was living. But even though that he became an atheist, he still had a strong passion for people. And so he studied. He took up French philosophy, and he studied law, economics, politics, and history. And his goal was to set out that even if I die, I want the people behind me to continue to live on my legacy of bringing this world back together in unity. Now, his motive was right, but at the same time, the Bible talks about the one world order. But by his motive being right, the intent behind, or the power that's going to be behind this motive, is not right. And what I mean by that is the Bible talks about the Antichrist and how he'll be revealed and bring everybody on one accord and one mind and one nation to serve him. This is going to be the influence that builds up off of what the Illuminati started. So everything that's going on right now with the drones, everything that's going on right now with the tracking devices, everything that's going on with them trying to do away with paper money and put all the money on cards and eventually take all the money off cards and put them on chips, and then put the chips in us, or the people that's living, which is the next generation, because it ain't our generation too stubborn, you know, but it's going to be the next generation that accept this, these babies that's being born now. They ain't going to want to see paper money. They ain't even going to understand putting money on cards. That's going to be a thing of the past. Everything going to be on chips, you know, and it's going to be per se to stop the crime or quicker way to pay your bills. You ain't got to have car keys. It'll be more convenient for society by the time the millennials get our age in their 40s and 50s. So this movement is still going on. So I call them invisible bullies, because the people that's in position in political power right now, they're sitting in seats. They are making the laws to make this come to pass. Mm-hmm. They're still living off the history books of Dr. Weissel to bring his dream to pass on Kratos on One World Order. And if you notice right now, we back on One World Order or semi-only, because I can call over the channel and they can understand me talking to them in their language, and they can say something back to me. It'll be translated to my language. So we back on one accord again. We back on one mind again. But it's going to be more that they have to build up to it. But I just want to open the people's eyes up so they can see what's going on and not be deceived. Not to scare nobody, not to trick nobody, but just to bring people awareness up that these laws are being implemented in the system to bring this to pass. Though I said they're the invisible bullets, because they're pushing it on us, and we're accepting it through media, because whatever the media show us through a period of time, we'll start accepting it in our brain. So when we see it in reality, after we've seen it in movies on commercials for so long, after we've seen it in reality, it won't be no thing, because our mind been transformed. I already accepted. So that's why I call them the invisible bullets. Yeah.
Invisible bullets. Okay. Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. I have another thing to ask you, but first we'll go to our call-in line. Do we have Miss Annette online?
Yes, I'm on the line. I was just enjoying everything I was hearing. And
oh, yeah, we were talking. Good, it was very interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, I'd like to say good evening, good afternoon to, your name, Demetrius?
Yes, ma'am. Demetrius Huckabee.
Okay, well, I was just, you know, enjoying what you were saying, and you said you had been incarcerated.
Yes, ma'am, 15 years.
I just want to thank God for, you know, allowing you to get out and, you know, to be productive and warning us about the Word of God, you know, because I like to be warned, you know, because if you could be warned, you could save yourself a lot of time of getting in trouble.
You're right.
So I just thank you for your courage, for warning us, so that we won't be blind, you know, because the devil wants us blind. But the Lord wants us to see. So I just want to thank you today and encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing. And may God bless.
Okay, appreciate you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone that's in that tomb, that's my sister. She's always called in. Like I said, the co-host, he's not here today. He's passed away. Divine Love has passed away. But he taught me a lot, so I just continue to show. Now, we're going to ask you, okay, give everyone your email address, Demetrius.
My name is Demetrius Huckabee. My email address is DemetriusHuckabee741@gmail.com. DemetriusHuckabee741@gmail.com.
And let them know where they can reach you at on Facebook.
You can look me up under Martyrdom Books. That's my label, Martyrdom Books. Under Demetrius Huckabee on Facebook. I have two Facebook pages. I have Demetrius Huckabee, or I have Martyrdom Books. You can look me up under Demetrius Huckabee on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, there he is. He's on Twitter and Instagram. Demetrius Huckabee from Mobile, Alabama, live on the Alcoholics Gospel Radio Show. And Demetrius, we'll go within your book without giving away too much of your book, briefly. Then this is the last thing out of your book, because, you know, your book, you know, you don't want to give away everything, but just a little, just a tap. Probing through your book, Black Lives Matters. Black Lives Matters, Protest Frenzy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What were you relaying to on that issue?
It all falls back on the Black Lives Matter movement, and the way that God has showed it to me was the government will start and will hit you in order for you to hit them back. And once you hit them back, they come up with a solution. And as I was looking at it, the Black Lives Matter frenzy, I saw that how they was going back in history, how they not only just killing blacks, it was shown them killing blacks, they just killing a lot of people, the police was. But mostly blacks, we protest, dealing with Trayvon Martin, going back to William Bell in 2007, Michael Brown. And that started a movement within the black community. We had to march, protest, and try to get our rights heard by our old civil rights leaders, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, mm-hmm. speaking up, and some of the new ones coming up. And once they did that, they knew that we were going to retaliate with the protesters. And then once we come and retaliate with the protesters, or they stir up a mess just like the Dallas shooting when the five police officers got shot, then that's when the government come with a solution. But they come with a solution to the problem that they created. And I ain't gonna say it's really the police's fault. It is for each individual to do their own actions, but it's in their laws that have been written that's above their head. This is what they're supposed to do. That's why we continue to see it. You do this right here. This is what we train y'all to do, and then we'll bag y'all. This is what the government telling them. So, because these police's ain't ignorant just to go out there and just see this happening and just keep on doing it. So it got to be something that's higher than them that's telling them to do it, and they going back. They got an okay coming from somewhere. Mm-hmm. But all this is a part of the movement that's going on, and that's what I'm explaining in my book. All this is a part of creating a one world order, because you got to, in order for people from different nationalities and cultures and races to come together on one accord, it first got to be some type of chaotic catastrophe to make them want to come together. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and that's what's going on. And that's what's going on. We're going to create a mess. We're going to allow y'all to protest. We're going to allow the Caucasian race, the Europeans to protest. We're going to allow all the people to protest. And then once y'all get tired of it, y'all going to look for a solution of unity. And once we come with a solution of unity, y'all going to accept it because y'all want a solution. That's all y'all want, a solution. It don't matter what the solution is, just come with a solution. And then now we together again. But we got to first create a frenzy in order for this to happen.
Okay. It makes a lot of sense, mate. It makes a lot of sense, and there are a lot of protests, like you say. So I see what you mean when you say protest frenzy. A lot of frenzies, a lot of protests. You know, there have been a lot of things happening within the black community. So there have been repeated protests. That's the
mm-hmm.
frenzy. So he's right. Now, Street Prophecies is available on Amazon January 2nd, and that's when they will release your new book.
Yes, sir. It'll be released January 2nd. And you'll be able to go to Amazon.com. Yeah. On Amazon.com.
Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon.com. You'll be able to go to Amazon.com and get it January the 2nd. Whether paperback form or ebooks, is going to be available in both formats.
Okay.
Street Prophecies, everyone. Street Street Prophecies.
Street
by
Prophecies.
Demetrius
right.
Huckabee.
Huckabee. They call me Vision.
Yeah, they call him Vision. And he's from Mobile, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. And tell us about your church upbringing. Did you go to church a lot? Just tell about your church ground. Growing up when you was young, still a kid.
Yeah. The Bible say, train up a child the way he should go. When we older, we not depart from it. And that's a scripture proven to be true. I was grew up Pentecostal. I was my mom made me go to church really, and that's really how I kind of rebelled growing older because I wanted to do things and she made me go. So I made up a decision that once I got older, be able to make my own decision. I wasn't gonna go because I was angry that she made me go, you know, against my own will. But after I went to the streets, God allowed me to find my own direction and my own way. And once I got incarcerated, guess who I had to come back to? The teachers of mama. Everything she said was proven to be true. You know, so that's right. When I sought out being to seek God, man, and ask him for his will, knowledge, and understanding. And I just humbled myself before him and just let him know I couldn't do it on my own. That I didn't have no direction. My best way of thinking got me incarcerated. So it got to be a better way. I want to use your mind. And that's when he started revealing who I was. And that was my upbringing. But even in the midst of being incarcerated, I went to church, but at the same time, I was influenced a little bit by some of the guys that was with the Nation of Islam. I was just hungry for knowledge. I just didn't want one side of it. I wanted to see what all religions had to offer and what they had to say, you know, and eat the meat and spit out the bones. You see what I'm saying? And because I feel this, God is a part of everything. Even if it's a little bit or a lot, he's a part of everything that's going on because he's the creator of the earth. You can find him, and you can learn what to do, and you can learn what not to do. And a lot of things I learned what not to do, I learned that, and I learned what to do, you know. And that all went back to the teachings that I was taught, my upbringing as a Christian child. So I never strayed too far away. Now that I'm back on the track that my mom had taught me, and what God taught me through my mom, watching her live in a garden lifestyle, this will become of me today, you know.
Right. And that sounds sort of like me, too, because my mom would just make me – I used to get up in the morning and ask my mom, do we got to go to church today? She said, no, you don't have to go. I was glad. I didn't want to go to church. You know what I'm saying? That's when I was young,
right.
You know, a little boy. But like to say, your mama, every word she says, it come true today. See?
Exactly.
And like you say, you're true. See, my mama passed away. And even though she passed away, the thing she said, I still say. You know? Just
that's
like
right.
You said, your mother words, they're true. You know? They're true. You know? So you were exactly right about that. Now let's get on down the line. There's new projects you're working on, Demetrius?
Yes, I have Street Prophecies, fictional coming out in April of 2018. This first Street Prophecy that I'm promoting now is a nonfiction book. It's going straight to the details. It's straight to the point. Fictional books is more like story types, you know, and that come out April 2018. I'm gonna have a CD that come with that one, and the CD gonna be based off of. What the books are based off of. I got a few rappers, a few singles that's going to bring a political message or bring an eye-opening message through their vocals in case a lot of people don't read. And then a lot of people that don't listen to music, I'm going to come out with Street Prophecies, the DVD, next year, the movie, in 2019. That's the plan. God allow everything to permit. So my thing is with this message, if the Bum Rush All Airways, the Bum Rush, the movie, the music, and the books. So it won't be nobody left out because it's a universal message.
True. That's good. And that's wonderful. That's wonderful thinking to come out with a movie. Mm-hmm. I have another thing to ask you, Demetrius, after being incarcerated, is there anything you would like to tell the young kids that's maybe headed the wrong way in life? That maybe you could say some words that make it, encourage them to make them straighten up their life.
Yeah, it's definitely real. It's not a place that you want to be. And while you have the opportunity, go on and find your gift or find what you're good at and make the best out of it, you know. Or don't try to make your own decisions. Whatever your mom, your dad, or whoever your mentor reveals, listen to them. Now, it's easier said than done. Well, I know, because when you're a young kid and you're trying to get money and you see other young kids that have things that you don't, you know, it's a temptation to want to do something to get it fast to keep up with the crowd. But I'm letting you know that if you get incarcerated, you're going to still be left behind anyway, because the ones that are on the street still going to be moving on, and you're going to be in prison. And once you get out of prison, if they'll allow you to make it to prison, because I had a few friends that ended up dead. I was blessed to make it to prison. I had a few friends that ended up dead trying to get it. But once you get out of prison, you still got to start over again. And the people that you was trying to keep up with, they'd have moved on. So you still in square one to try to do everything you could have did on the street in the first place. So I want to encourage y'all, man, to just find your gift, find what you're good at, find your talents, man, and just try to go the positive way, because in the end, you're going to end up having to go the positive way regardless, because when you fight against society, society going to fight back against you, and you can't win.
Okay, that is a wonderful word. That's a powerful message. Powerful message for the kids that you may be headed the wrong way. See, you probably won't believe nothing from someone just telling you something. But there, Demetrius, he's been there. So you can believe him. You know, he's been there. His word is true. What he's telling you. You see what I'm saying? I don't care if it's youth or the world today. I don't care for them to depend on yourself. If there's something need to be done, I don't care for you to do it yourself. Because, like the media say, when he got out, everyone else had moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to try to play catch up. You see what I'm saying? So, only one you always trust in God. But there's so many kids today depending on other people. You know, depending on someone. You can never make it that way, depending on someone. Only way you know that it would be done, that's to do it yourself. Do it with your hands. And do it yourself. Now, Demetrius, let's talk about your high school and background.
Well, I was, I made it to the eighth. That's the last grade I completed was the eighth grade. You know, I ended up getting kicked out of school when I made it to the ninth. The last grade I completed was the eighth, but I made it to the ninth. But I ended up getting kicked out, and getting kicked out of high school. And just being rebellious and doing what I want to do, like you just got through saying. And, you know, it took me down a path that I really didn't want to go. But at the same time, I ended up getting my GED. Before I got incarcerated, I ended up getting it. My mom, you know, since she stayed on me, like, if you don't go to school, you get your GED because you're going to need it in this world. And, you know, it's a different path that I went down. I ain't going to say school ain't for everybody, but at the same time, I'm not going to say it is. It all depends on your choice and your direction, because there's a lot of successful people that got kicked out of school, that dropped out, that they got their knowledge from other places. And I'm one of the ones that got kicked out of school, but I determined to make something out of my life. And I end up getting a life lesson. I end up going through a school anyway. God took me through 15 years of prison. And it's something that I learned in prison for 15 years that I would never learn in a science or a history book, you know. And dealing with people, dealing with life lessons. School would have never taught me how to deal with different cultures and different languages and understand what I understand now, you know, to get out of prison and do what I do. I've been out of prison 9 months now. But, I just got out March 15th. And it's definitely been an experience. I definitely been having faith all my life. But at the same time, I would encourage the ones that's going to school to stay in school, because you need that education. But at the same time, you know, there's other ways of learning, too. Now we're living in a technical generation, so it's easy to get information off the Internet or whatnot. But why they had the Internet growing up, you know, it was basic. Hand it down, understanding,
I tell my age, I don't think I'm that old, but I'm 48. I'm not that old, but we really didn't have Internet unless you took it up in school, in our high school, you know. And I went to West Tyler, had the high school, And there was, you know, there was a program offered through the school, computer program. Other than that, I didn't know. I didn't deal too much with computers. Like you just said, Demetri, we really didn't have it. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
We really didn't have it. Because we were running, we have about 5 minutes, 5-6 minutes left. But, Mrs. Tones, is there anything else you would like to ask Demetri?
Well, I just sitting here listening and how God blessed you to get out and seeing how, you know, your mom, that's a touching story, because I have a son, too. So your mom really wanted you to get your, you know, education, because, it, you know, and I'm glad that everything God took you through, I'm glad that he brought you to this. You got your book, you got your mind right, you know, you're on track. So I'm glad of that, and I'll be getting your book, you know, continue to support you.
And just, you know, and I just thank you for, you know, encouraging us. You know, because sometimes you can always encourage somebody. And just pray, you keep your mind right and stay on track, keep the hand in God's hand. You'll make it. Oh, I appreciate you. Yes, sir. Okay, everyone, you're tuning in late to the Out the Lab Tune Gospel Radio Show. You might be listening on the link I sent. You might be listening on the link. You might be listening on the phone. There's a lot of ways you could be listening. Well, if you was listening, and I have Demetrius Huckabee from Mobile, Alabama, live on my show today. True inspiration to the kids. True inspiration to the people. Like I say, some people, you know, they don't believe. They just don't believe anything, you know. But some of the kids are really spoiled. The Bible says you spread around, you spoil the child. I mean, if you spoil them, some of the kids I know, they're just spoiled. But the world don't wait for you because you spoil. See, there's a penitentiary there for you for being spoiled. There's a graveyard for you for being spoiled. See, the world don't care about you being spoiled. See, there's a place for you. Bad to say, I don't wish the place for you. I don't wish that place there for you, but it's there, and don't discriminate against you. See, listen to what Demetri was telling you. He was incarcerated 15 years, am I correct?
That's right, 15 years.
15 years. But he's out now, and God has blessed him. God has blessed him. Hold on just 1 second. Demetri, anything else you would like to say? Go ahead, Demetri.
I just want to encourage y'all, the people that's listening, man, to just stay focused on your craft and just do what you got to do. Try to stay on a positive note, you know, and sometimes, It might take longer than you anticipated to get where you're trying to get. But if you stick with it and just don't never let it go, I promise you it's going to manifest. Keep God first. Stay prayed up. Keep your mind focused. And just, man, just trust him. And he'll open some doors for you when it's your time.
Yeah.
Right. All right. All right, we're down to the last 3 minute mark. Listen to Demetri because he's a strong man. Because he... That's 15 years he God opened his eyes up. He said he didn't learn it in school. He had the GED. That's just wonderful. That's just having GED is equivalency of high school diploma. So that's good. They're telling me that we have 90 seconds left on the Author Laboratory and Gospel Radio Show today. We have Demetrius Huckabee, author of Street Prophecy. It will be on Amazon. That book will be on Amazon January 2nd. Go and get it. Go and get it. Everyone, I just want to let you know that I'm praying for everyone. I hope that God bless you. And we have 60 seconds. I'm going to let Demetrius talk the last 60 seconds, and I'll tell him when we close. Go ahead, Demetri, for the last 60 seconds.
I just want to thank you all for allowing me to be on the show, man, and just to voice and advertise my book, but it's more so about the people getting an understanding. So I just want to thank you all for the opportunity, for allowing me to be on. And I speak that y'all continue to do good, man, and bless the works of y'all hands as well.
Okay. All right, everyone. Okay, everyone. And Annette Tombs, we're glad you called in. We're glad you called in today. And like I say, Divine Love, I miss him every show because I know he's going to be calling in, you know, my co-host. But that's okay, you know, everything's okay. And God God has blessed us all, and God continue to bless each and every one of you. We're out of time today on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Have a good day. God bless you.
Have a good day. God bless you all.
All right.